This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and Lim Soo Ann. So for our stories today, first up, it is International Day of Sign Languages today. So in one of our special Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segments, we are going to be looking at the history and significance of the day.
And in our second story, we'll be taking a look at Instagram's recently announced new restrictions on post-advertising weight loss products and cosmetic surgeries. So we'll be discussing why people are still attracted to these products and whether Instagram's move makes a difference.
And speaking of social media, on our Twitter poll today, in conjunction with International Day of Sign Languages, we're asking you, would you learn sign language? So yes, no, or only if necessary. So to join in the conversation, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message to 018-789-8899, or you can even call us at 03-7733-2900. And we are also on Facebook Live today, so just head to our Facebook page, BFM The Bigger Picture on Facebook, and join us there.
So before we get to our first story, here's All Together Now by The Beatles.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That was a nice, cheery, All Together Now on a hazy Monday afternoon. That was The Beatles with All Together Now. Now our first story of the day. Today, the 23rd of September, is the International Day of Sign Languages. And that's part of the International Week of the Deaf, which is this week. So sign language is obviously something that is an essential part of a deaf person's life. And this day is meant to raise awareness on sign languages and strengthen the status of sign languages in general.
But while International Week of the Deaf has been celebrated since 1958, the International Day of Sign Languages is a very recent inclusion. Last year, actually, and was the first year that it was celebrated. It was proposed to the United Nations following a request by the World Federation of the Deaf. And the date, the 23rd of September, is significant because it commemorates the date the Federation was established back in 1951.
Mm. So the theme for this year's International Day of Sign Languages is Sign Language Rights for All. And this is actually reflected throughout this whole week. So we have different days having sub-themes that represent different communities. So for example, tomorrow's sub-theme is Sign Language Rights for All Children. Friday is Sign Language Rights for Deaf Women. And Sunday is Sign Language Rights for Deaf Refugees.
So many things we don't think about at all.
I know, yeah.
So, but according to the World Federation for the Deaf, there are about 72 million deaf people worldwide. And here in Malaysia, our deaf community numbers about 45,000 people. So this day is important because it emphasizes that sign languages are incredibly important to give equal rights to people who are deaf, for them to be able to both communicate and also to access education services and to allow them to grow and develop in accordance to internationally recognized standards.
Mm. So contrary to what most people would think, sign languages around the world are not the same, much like the languages that we all speak. There are actually more than 300 different sign languages used globally. And these sign languages are full-fledged languages and they're quite different structurally from the equivalent spoken language. So for instance, American Sign Language may not necessarily be structurally similar to spoken American English.
Oh, okay.
So some of the different sign languages around the world include American Sign Language, British Sign Language, French Sign Language, and Chinese Sign Language. And, you know, there are loads of others, you know, as I said, more than 300 of them. Here in Malaysia, our deaf community primarily uses Bahasa Isyarat Malaysia, or BIM. And BIM has its own structure and grammar, and it involves the use of hands, body language, and facial expressions.
So part of the International Day of Sign Languages' aim is to make clear that sign languages are equal in status to spoken languages, and that they should be taken seriously as part of our linguistic and cultural diversity. And this day also emphasizes on the government's responsibility to make sure that everyone has access to learning sign language and also to just promote the linguistic identity of the deaf community.
Mm. So to get more insight into the importance of sign languages to the deaf community, I spoke earlier today to Muhammad Sazali Shari, who is the president of the Malaysian Federation of the Deaf. Sign language interpreter Wan Zuraida Abu helped us to translate his answers. So here's that interview. So the theme for this year's International Day of Sign Languages is Sign Language Rights for All. What does this theme mean to you?
It's the International Deaf Day. Actually, they recognizes the importance of sign language, achieving, you know, the sustainable development goal, and also fulfilling its core promise of leaving no one behind. So this also offers an opportunity to actually support and also protect the linguistic identity and cultural diversity of sign language user, as has been mentioned by the United Nations Secretary General for this International Deaf Day celebration.
Mm.
So it's also like stated there very clearly that, you know, everybody needs to communicate. So the ways to communicate varies, especially for hearing people and also for deaf people. So hearing people would be actually using spoken language. Deaf people would actually prone to use visual language, that is the sign language. So in the country, it's like already Bahasa Isyarat Malaysia is already known as the official language for deaf people in the country, as it's been gazetted in the Akta OKU 2008. And they have the right to use BIM in many aspects of life, for healthcare, judiciary, education, functions, counseling, etc. So BIM is actually their language. So far, it has been that MFD championed the BIM since end of 90s, after the awareness of the needs and rights of using our own national sign language. So up to date, we actually have developed about 10,000 vocabulary in sign language that is in Bahasa Isyarat Malaysia, which are approximately about 18 books and apps been actually produced.
Why is it important to ensure that all deaf or hearing impaired people have access to learning sign language?
It's mentioned that it's actually sign language is the mother tongue for deaf people and the hearing hard of hearing people in the country. So they obviously would have access or knowledge about the language. But the target group actually would be the hearing community or the hearing people. So they want the hearing people to learn sign language, because it's like for them, being deaf, sign language is the only mode of communication for them. They cannot hear and they cannot actually kind of like vocalize the spoken language or the words of the spoken language. So to learn the language is always like they have to start at a very early age. So example, like, you know, if hearing babies, they obtain or gain a language foundation at a very early age. So therefore, it's like, you know, for deaf people, they should actually start at a very early age. And that is actually very early stages, that which is really crucial to actually gain knowledge, could gain vocabulary and also language. Because they need strong language foundation. So deaf is actually bilingual. Bilingual sign language is their first language. Then when they enter school, they will see that, you know, they will start to learn the second language, that is the spoken language. So that would actually lead to further enhancement of the learning process for them, with good and strong foundation before that.
So in Malaysia, how effective have the efforts been to ensure that all hearing impaired people have access to sign language? And is there more that needs to be done?
There's a lot more need to be done. It's like language is something which, like, you know, evolving and, like, you know, increasing day by day, the word and also the vocabulary. So there is a crucial need actually to develop new sign according to the advancement or increment of the vocabulary in the dictionary. So there, it would not leave anyone behind. It's like, you know, deaf people would have access to the recent terminologies, recent word, and there are a lot more actually to be done by the organization to fit into language needs of the deaf. Because with sufficient vocabulary, they could actually learn language, second language at ease. But if it's kind of like there is barrier in the sense that they do not have access to the current, like, let's say for the word, current word, just like haze. So what is a sign for the word haze? Because we don't get to have haze all the time.
Mm.
So they have to create that vocabulary. And then that have to be actually kind of like, you know, it has got to be in the dictionary or the vocabulary that they're producing every time. But the limitations for the organization per se, it would be, you know, funding is actually the main issue for them to produce as much book as they want, as much vocabulary as they want, to be equivalently kind of like equal with, what do you call that? To be equivalently language efficiency to, with the hearing people. So they're not missing anything. But when there is restriction in obtaining vocabulary in sign language for all the terminologies that are currently in the area of scientific, in the area of linguistic and any others, so it actually puts them, I mean, like, you know, a little bit behind with the rest of the community.
You also mentioned earlier about how there needs to be more effort from the hearing community to learn sign language so that the communication can be two ways.
Yes, exactly. Because if government is actually aiming for, you know, community to be inclusive, but how can you actually include deaf people in the community at large when people cannot communicate or unable to communicate with them via sign language? So there's always a barrier. So, you know, communication will be either a little bit slow or, you know, some people do not have the patience. They say, like, oh, it's okay. So just leave them, you know. That actually would lead to greater kind of like a big loss for a deaf community that way.
Mm.
So it's good, like, you know, if hearing people could learn how to sign and they could learn how to actually apply sign language at a very early age, that's the most effective. And, you know, if they were to be integrated in the inclusive program, because now government is going towards zero policy rejection, right? So deaf people could be in any school, anywhere, without having barrier to communicate, if everyone could actually communicate with them at ease.
That was Mohammad Sazali Shari, president of the Malaysia Federation of the Deaf, speaking through sign language interpreter Wan Zuraida Abu. So from Sazali's answers, it's really clear that another important role of the International Day of Sign Languages is actually to encourage hearing people to learn sign language so that there can be ease of communication between them and the deaf community, right? Because according to the Malaysian Federation of the Deaf, despite having about 45,000 hearing impaired people in Malaysia, we only have about 60 full-time or part-time sign language interpreters here. I mean, there's such a huge disparity because it means that every time, you know, some of the examples I was reading online, like when people who are hearing impaired get into accidents or there's a medical emergency and if they're admitted in the hospital, you have to wait for an interpreter to arrive. And not all medical services have one on hand.
Right.
And if you have 60 to go around the whole country, right?
Like, people.
Or in schools or in services or in universities, it becomes very difficult. And it means that within many essential parts of life, like places of education, workplaces and so on, most deaf people can't communicate easily at all with hearing people and vice versa.
That's something we just take for granted
all
the time.
Yeah, we really
don't
do, right.
I guess that's why they have days like these. But, you know, over on social media, we're actually asking you, would you learn sign language? And a whopping 67% of you have said, yes, you would. And 31% of you are saying only if necessary. And only 2% have said no. So, you know, you can join in the conversation. Let us know if you did say yes, why did you want to learn sign language? You know, and how did you go about doing it? And if only necessary, why did you have to do that as well? We'd love to hear from you. You know, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. And today we're also on Facebook Live. So just head to Facebook and search for BFM, The Bigger Picture.
So what about you guys? Have you ever thought about learning sign language? Do you know sign language?
No.
Did you ever want to learn it?
I did at one point because I used to see it. I actually had a friend who was... I think the word is hearing impaired, though. She wasn't deaf completely. So she would she would show. Mm-hmm. She would show. It was at a ballet class, strangely enough, don't ask. In a very different...
we didn't know you took ballet.
Very different.
Okay.
Very different time in my life. And so the ballet classes were happening with sign language classes, and it was also catering to hearing impaired kids and everything. And I was watching them thinking, wow, what are you doing? And but of course, I never followed up because I'm useless like that. But
what about you, Suan?
I've never actively thought about learning sign language, and it's quite interesting because when you think about it, a lot of us, we always want to learn a different language. Mm. And we're always thinking of, when you say a different language, it's a spoken language. Whether you want to learn Japanese, Mandarin, French, it's always a spoken language. And I think this is something that most of us just don't think about. Mm. But I think, like we've mentioned throughout our show today, it is quite an important part of communication, right? And especially with sign language, it's something that we can actually practice daily as well, because it is important. What if you happen to stumble upon a person who is hearing impaired and they need your help? So how will you communicate with them?
I have this memory, and that was my, you know, when I was in primary school, we went on a school trip, and it just so happened, I can't remember where it was, some museum or exhibition. And at the same time that we were there, the other group that had come along, also from a different school, was from a, I guess at that time, because they also had streamed schools, it was a group of hearing impaired children. And I remember that we were sort of walking around together, and that was the first time it struck me that we couldn't talk to each other at all.
There's no way of communicating.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah. Some of them, you know, we would smile, we would wave. And like there was this one particular boy who was just the friendliest boy. And I have this clear memory of how friendly he was. He would smile so much and come and stand next to us, but we couldn't talk. Because I didn't have a language that he could understand, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And that was my first inclination, perhaps, that I would like to learn how to sign. And I did learn, you know, as I got a little older, how to sign the alphabet. Mm-hmm. But I never learned it as a you know, a practical system that I can actually communicate with. And doing this segment today reminded me of that memory and sort of maybe told me that I should think about applying myself, right?
Yeah, there's obviously a need for it. I mean, if you only have 60 full-time or part-time sign language interpreters here, I mean, there's obviously a need for it to help serve the hearing impaired community or the deaf community in Malaysia.
Mm. Well, so you can continue to talk about this on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-773-2900. We are also on Facebook Live right now. You can log on and watch us on BFM The Bigger Picture on Facebook. So we do need to take a break. But first, here's A Change Would Do You Good by Sheryl Crow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.